Welcome to the Divine Office this morning. We got cut off yesterday by a technical glitch. And Lord, open my lips and my mouth will proclaim your praise on the second day of our spiritual campaign of Lent. So like I said, a lot of people don't understand the spiritual nature of Lent. The spiritual nature of Lent is that it really is a time of spiritual combat against evil forces, and also a time where we are purified from all the things and mistakes that we made over the last year. It's a time when we are set free and we become the people who are holy, who are consecrated to God. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts is one possible antiphon. Another is, come, let us worship Christ, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Psalm 67. People of all nations will worship the Lord. O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Let all the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples, you guide the nations on earth. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering, and grant us a little rest, spiritually and psychologically, during this time. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Come, let us worship Christ the Lord, who for our sake endured temptation and suffering. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing till the ends of the earth revere him. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Today, if you hear the voice of the Lord, harden not your hearts. Omitting the psalm for today, let's go to the psalmody for office of readings. The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him. Psalm 18, portion, hymn of thanksgiving. If God is on our side, who can be against us? Romans 8:31. As for God, his ways are perfect, the word of the Lord purest gold. He indeed is the shield of all who make him their refuge. For who is God but the Lord? Who is a rock but our God? The God who girds me with strength and makes the path safe before me. My feet you made swift as the deer's. You have made me stand firm on the heights. You have trained my hands for battle and my arms to bend the heavy bow. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The word of the Lord is a strong shield for all who put their trust in him. Antiphon 2, your strong right hand has upheld me, Lord. Next portion, you gave me your saving shield. You upheld me, trained me with care. You gave me freedom for my steps. My feet have never slipped. I pursued and overtook my foes, never turning back till they were slain. I smote them so they could not rise. They fell beneath my feet. You girded me with strength for battle. You made my enemies fall beneath me. You made my foes take flight. Those who hated me I destroyed. They cried, but there was no one to save them. They cried to the Lord, but in vain. I crushed them fine as dust before the wind, trod them down like dirt in the streets. You saved me from the feuds of the people and put me at the head of the nations. People unknown to me served me. When they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreign nations came to me cringing. Foreign nations faded away. They came trembling out of their strongholds. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever. Long life to the Lord, my rock. Praised be the God who saves me, the God who gives me redress and subdues people under me. You saved me from my furious foes. You set me above my assailants. You saved me from violent men. So I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing a psalm to your name. He has given great victories to his king and shown his love for his anointed, for David and his sons forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Just as we see David here celebrating the great gifts that were given to him, how you exalted and honored him before all of his neighbors and brought him victory and good things that fulfilled his plans, let us remember the ways in which you have been with us, helping us to reach the goal of becoming a better person, helping us reach the goals of our college, of our university, of our family, and our ministry goals, and helping us to be people who are powerful, anointed by the Spirit, so that others could listen to us and that we could encourage and strengthen them and make present your kingdom, consecrating the world itself to you. Thank you for those times. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Immaculate Heart of Mary, pray for us in our needs now and at the hour of our death. May the living God, my Savior, be praised forever. Thursday after Ash Wednesday, whoever meditates on the law of the Lord will bring forth much fruit at harvest time, is the verse for the lesson. Now, the first reading is from the beginning of the book of Exodus, chapter 1, verses 1 through 22, the oppression of Israel. These are the names of the sons of Israel, who, accompanied by their households, migrated with Jacob into Egypt: Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, and Benjamin, Dan, and Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. The total number of the direct descendants of Jacob was 70. Joseph was already in Egypt. Now Joseph and all his brothers and that whole generation died. But the Israelites were fruitful and prolific. They became so numerous and strong that the land was filled with them. Then a new king who knew nothing of Joseph came to power in Egypt. He said to his subjects, "Look how numerous and powerful the Israelite people are growing, more so than we ourselves. Come, let us deal shrewdly with them to stop their increase. Otherwise, in time of war, they too may join our enemies to fight against us, and so leave our country." Accordingly, taskmasters were set over the Israelites to oppress them with forced labor. Thus, they had to build for Pharaoh the supply cities of Pithom and Ramses. Yet the more they were oppressed, the more they multiplied and spread. The Egyptians then dreaded the Israelites and reduced them to cruel slavery, making life bitter for them with hard work in mortar and brick and all kinds of field work, the whole cruel fate of slaves. The king of Egypt told the Hebrew midwives, one of whom was called Shephira and the other Puvra, "When you act as midwives for the Hebrew women and see them giving birth, if it is a boy, kill him, but if it is a girl, she may live." The midwives, however, feared God. They did not do as the king of Egypt had ordered them, but let the boys live. So the king summoned the midwives and asked them, "Why have you acted thus, allowing the boys to live?" The midwives answered Pharaoh, "The Hebrew women are not like the Egyptian women. They are robust and give birth before the midwife arrives." Therefore, God dealt well with the midwives. The people, too, increased and grew strong, and because the midwives feared God, he built up families for them. Pharaoh then commanded all his subjects, "Throw into the river every boy that is born to the Hebrews, but you may let all the girls live." Responsory prayer. The Lord said to Abraham, "Know this for certain. Your children will be exiles in a land not their own, enslaved and oppressed for 400 years. Then I will punish the nation that enslaved them. I am the Lord, your Savior and Redeemer. Then I will punish the nation that enslaved them. And for our second reading, we have a sermon from St. Leo the Great, Pope. Purification of spirit through fasting and almsgiving. Dear friends, at every moment, the earth is full of the mercy of God, and nature itself is a lesson for all the faithful in the worship of God. The heavens the sea and all that is in them bear witness to the goodness and omnipotence of their Creator, and the marvelous beauty of all the elements as they obey Him demands from the intelligent creation a fitting expression of its gratitude. But with the return of that season marked out in a special way by the mystery of our redemption and of the days that lead up to the Paschal feast, we are summoned more urgently to prepare ourselves by a purification of spirit. The special note of the Paschal feast is this: the whole church rejoices in the forgiveness of sins. It rejoices in the forgiveness not only of those who are reborn in holy baptism, but also of those who are already numbered among God's adopted children. Initially, men are made new by the rebirth of baptism, yet there is still required a daily renewal to repair the shortcomings of our mortal nature. And whatever degree of progress has been made, there is no one who should not be more advanced. All must therefore strive to ensure that on the day of redemption, no one may be found in the sins of his former life. Dear friends, what the Christian should be doing at all times should be done now with greater care and devotion, so that the Lenten fast enjoined by the apostles may be fulfilled, not simply by abstinence from food, but above all by the renunciation of sin. There is no more profitable practice as the companion to holy and spiritual fasting than that of almsgiving. This embraces under the single name of mercy many excellent works of devotion, so that the good intentions of all the faithful may be of equal value, even where their means are not. The love that we owe both God and man is always free from any obstacle that would prevent us from having a good intention. The angels sang, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth." The person who shows love and compassion to those in any kind of affliction is blessed, not only with the virtue of goodwill, but also with the gift of peace. The works of mercy are innumerable. Their very variety brings this advantage to those who are true Christians, that in the manner of almsgiving, not only the rich and affluent, but also those of average means and the poor are able to play their part. Those who are unequal in their capacity to give can be equal in the love within their hearts. Responsory prayer. This time of fasting opens the gates of heaven to us. Let us welcome it and pray that when Easter comes, we may share the joy of the risen Lord. In all we do, let us show that we are servants of God, that when Easter comes, we may share the joy of the risen Lord. Psalm 143, segment, prayer in distress. A man is not justified by observance of the law, but only through faith in Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:16. Lord, listen to my prayer. Turn your ear to my appeal. You are faithful. You are just. Give answer. Do not call your servant to judgment, for no one is just in your sight. The enemy pursues my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness, like the dead long forgotten. Therefore my spirit fails. My heart is numb within me. I remember the days that are past. I ponder all your works. I muse on what your hand has wrought, and to you I stretch out my hands. Like a parched land, my soul thirsts for you. Lord, make haste and answer, for my spirit fails within me. Do not hide your face, lest I become like those in the grave. In the morning, let me know your love, for I put my trust in you. Make me know the way I should walk. To you I lift up my soul. Rescue me, Lord, from my enemies. I have fled to you for refuge. Teach me to do your will. For you, O Lord, are my God. Let your good spirit guide me in ways that are level and smooth. For your name's sake, Lord, save my life. In your justice, save my soul from distress. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that as I said this psalm to our Father, you've taken care of everything in the inspired words. My situation yesterday, my distress yesterday, teaching me your will today, and so much more. In honor of Mary's gifts and God our Father, pour out your blessings on all of us who pray together in this office and on the whole church. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. At daybreak, be merciful to me, O Lord. The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem. Our next prayer is from Isaiah chapter 66, the great eschatological chapter. Rejoice with Jerusalem and be glad because of her, all you who love her. Exalt, exalt with her, all you who are mourning over her. Oh, that you may suck fully of the milk of her comfort, that you may nurse with delight at her abundant breasts. For thus says the Lord, lo, I will spread prosperity over her like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing torrent. As nurslings, you shall be carried in her arms and fondled in her lap. As a mother comforts her son, so will I comfort you. In Jerusalem, you will find your comfort. When you see this, your heart shall rejoice, and your bodies flourish like the grass. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem. In honor of Mary's gifts, we thank you for all the comfort we're going to get this Lent and Easter. Pray for continued help for the sick and the needy, and for us to be opening our hearts more and more to your love, Lord. In honor of Jesus Christ's gifts to the one he saved first, Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And make it happen. Pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen. The Lord will make a river of peace flow through Jerusalem. Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God. Psalm 147. The loving kindness of God who can do all he wills. You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. Is this sentence. Praise the Lord, for he is good. Sing to our God, for he is loving. To him our praise is due. The Lord builds up Jerusalem and brings back Israel's exiles. He heals the brokenhearted. He binds up all their wounds. He fixes the number of the stars. He calls each one by its name. Oh, our Lord is great and almighty. His wisdom can never be measured. The Lord raises the lowly. He humbles the wicked to the dust. Oh, sing to the Lord, giving thanks. Sing psalms to our God with the harp. He covers the heavens with clouds. He prepares the rain for the earth, making mountains sprout with grass and with plants to serve man's needs. He provides the beasts with their food and young ravens that call upon him. His delight is not in horses, nor his pleasure in warriors' strength. The Lord delights in those who revere him, in those who wait for his love. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. God, our Father, you are the great builder of the heavenly Jerusalem. You call each of us like the stars. We are individual. You call us by name. Heal our hearts that are broken and gather together the scattered parts of us. In honor of the Holy Spirit's blessings and graces to Mary, may she intercede for us for everything that we need, especially the Holy Spirit's reconstituting of ourselves. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Let us joyfully praise the Lord our God as we prepare for the Lenten practices of confession and Holy Communion. Now we can go on to a very, very short reading from 1 Kings chapter 8. We are your people and your inheritance, O Lord. May your eyes be open to the petition of your servant and to the petition of your people Israel. Hear us whenever we call upon you, because you have set us apart among all the peoples of the earth for your inheritance. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare, from those who had trapped me with lying words and from the hunter's snare. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. God himself will set me free from the hunter's snare. If anyone wishes to be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, says the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David. Through his holy prophets, he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us. He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant. This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight all the days of our life. You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. If anyone wishes to be my disciple, he must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me, says the Lord. God has revealed himself in Christ. Let us praise his goodness and ask him from our hearts. Remember us, Lord, for we are your children. Teach us to enter more deeply into the mystery of the church, that it may be more effective for ourselves and for the world as the sacrament of salvation. Lover of mankind, inspire us to work for human progress, seeking to spread your kingdom in all we do. May our hearts thirst for Christ, the fountain of living water. Forgive us our sins and direct our steps in the ways of justice and sincerity. We pray for Bill to be delivered from depression, anxiety, and any other ailments that he has. We pray for Oscar's eternal soul, that he may be purified from all the things that were out of harmony with God's perfect will and enter heaven. Blessed be God for his life and for his continued. I'm sure, I don't know, but I feel sure, even if I don't know, that he is saved, that he is in God's house, and that he will pray for us too. Pray for the deliverance of our church from this time period of decay. Pray that this will mark the end of the time period of decadence and corruption and confusion in our church. Pray for a new illumination of conscience for the whole world, and especially for the youth. Gathering all of our prayers and praises into one, we pray the Lord's Prayer after we say, Remember us, Lord, for we are your children. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Lord, may everything we do begin with your inspiration, continue with your help, and reach perfection under your guidance. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you, and the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. Or we could pray this prayer. Prompt our actions with your inspiration, we pray, O Lord, and further them with your constant help, that all we do may begin always from you, and by you be brought to completion. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Again, we could do a few short prayers from Father Chad's little book of deliverance prayers designed for wider use beyond the Catholic priesthood and diaconate. Now I'm going to teach you a brief prayer. I'm not going to say it, but I want you to say it on your own behalf. If you are think you would benefit from such a thing. I bind this wall that is around name's heart in the blood of Jesus and break it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, making the sign of the cross. So that might actually help. And there's another one. Again, I'm not praying this one, unlike last time when I prayed for you, but I'm going to teach it to you and you can say it for yourself. With the sword of St. Michael, the sword of Our Lady, and the sword of our Lord's cross, I sever and break any and all ties, bonds, and attachments you have to my heart or mind, or that are affecting name, have, you know, so that's if you're saying it for someone else, in his mind, his or her mind. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in us, in them, the fire of your love. Send forth your Spirit and we shall be created, they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. You, O God, who didst instruct the hearts of the faithful by the light of the Holy Spirit, grant us in the same Spirit to be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolation. Through Christ our Lord, St. Michael the Archangel, protect and guide us. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Again, ask for a partial indulgence, if not a plenary indulgence, for reflecting on the Word of God in light of the Lenten season here, and have a great rest of your day.